Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Jim Jergy. I am answering the ad that was sent to me. The reservation code 2-3.
Just 1 second. What is it? Okay, 2-3.
2311-310-1-5453.
Okay, just one moment. Tatiana's Italian and Steakhouse?
That is correct.
And what is your name, please?
My name is Jim Jergy.
Okay, just 1 second. Let me get all the right information on my computer. So, Jim, it's Jim Jergy. Okay, and I can see you're calling from your company number or business number.
Yes, I'm
right?
calling from a business number, yes.
Okay, do you have the alternative, maybe cell phone number in case we'll
no,
get disconnected?
No, this will be fine for contact number.
That one, okay. And so when did you become the owner of this business?
In 2000.
In 2000, okay. And your business in Catskill, New York?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And the name of the business we put it right? Mm-hmm. So Tatiana's Italian and Steakhouse, that's the right name for the business.
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. And are you the only owner of the business, 100% owner?
My wife and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is the gross annual sales of your restaurant,
approximately? 400,000 a year.
A year. Okay, great. Yeah. And what do you need funds for right now?
Pardon me?
What do you need funds for right now?
I've got some bills that some of them have been neglected. I am
mm-hmm.
willing to put my property as a collateral because of my credit score.
And what is your credit score?
I really don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Okay. No, you just said because of your credit score, I thought you know, and it's low.
No, I don't, but that, I'm pretty sure it's low due to unforeseen circumstances.
I see. Which bills do you have unpaid? What kind of bills? Is it taxes or what is it?
Taxes, yes.
Credit?
Taxes.
Taxes. Okay. Yes. So do you have a lien on your business right now?
No, I don't have a lien. These are our real estate taxes.
Oh, that's a real estate taxes you need
yes.
to pay for the property?
Yes.
That's your house or the restaurant you need to pay
house
for?
House and the restaurant.
Uh-huh, both. The restaurant, you own the building, Tom?
I own the building, I own the house. On the building, I owe about $26,000.
Okay, so it's not paid off.
About, no.
So you cannot use it. Yeah, so you cannot use it as a collateral in this case because
yes.
it's already used as a collateral for the bank, whoever gave you the mortgage, right?
Yeah, well, whoever gives me the mortgage, I'd like to borrow enough, so that
mm-hmm.
mortgage holder would have the first lien.
Exactly. But did you ask your mortgage holder if they would give you the credit line against your house or anything?
Well, it's
anything?
A private, it's a private lender.
Oh, you wanted a private lender. Okay.
It's a private lender that I have.
Oh, it is a private lender. You don't have a mortgage from the bank?
No, no.
On your house? Mm-hmm.
No.
And what about your building for the restaurant? Is it that one paid off?
The restaurant is the one that I owe about $28,000, $29,000, somewhere there.
Okay, and that's a private lender too? No.
Private lender is for the restaurant, and I'm willing to put the restaurant as a collateral.
Okay. I can see that in February of 2014, you had a loan with Mulligan Funding.
Yes.
Did you pay
that
loan?
I'm sure that's
where
you spoke. Yeah.
Okay, but that loan was for buildings, or that was something else?
I had some bills that I paid. Then Mulligan Funding, they got paid the money. Now, I don't know if this is the right way for me, but I thank you for your time.